5,000 on your right hand, but it will not come.
Amen.
1,000 may fall. 10,000 may fall. Look at the packing. The packing is 1,000 and 10,000 may fall. Whatsoever destroys many will not destroy you. Thousands may fall. Thousands may fall. And it will not come near you. And it's actually it will not kill you. It will not destroy you. It will not even come near you. It will not even come near. It will not even touch you. Because for something to touch you, it has to be near you. But the Bible says, it will not come near you. Can you get this? Our children are near us. Our families are near us. The Bible says it will not come near you. It means it will not even come to your children. It will not even come to your family. As long as it is near you.
Amen.
You will observe. This year, may this be your prayer. You will observe. The enemy wants you to keep your eyes closed.
In tears.
But God has commanded.
Observe
this year. In verse 9. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge,
hallelujah,
then no harm, no disaster will come near you.
Hallelujah.
For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways.
Hallelujah.
They will lift you up. There are angels to lift you up. They are assigned a job to lift you up.
Hallelujah.
In the spirit,
Kamoy.
I see
angels
saying, I'm here to lift you up. I'm here to lift you up. My assignment is to lift you up. And when an angel has been assigned a job, it will not go back having not done what it has been purposed to do. To lift you up. People want me to say, there's an angel carrying the key cards for you. And I say to you, there is an angel not carrying the key cards, but to lift you up. To lift you higher, to lift you higher, to lift you higher, to lift you higher, to lift you higher in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against the stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me. Because you love me. Say it, the Lord. Because you love me. I will rescue you. I will protect you. Just because you are acknowledging my name. Acknowledge his name. He will protect you. He will defend you. Verse 15. He will call upon me. And I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him.
Verse
16. With long life. With long life. Long life. With long life. When I satisfy him. With long life. Not drops of life. Not drops of rain. Not drops of blessings. No, I am a tossing.
Hallelujah.
But with long life. When I satisfy him. And show him my salvation.
Hallelujah.
Church of the living God. It's not your pastor who is making that promise. It's not your father who is making that promise, your biological father. It's the faithful God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who says, by my faithfulness, I will be with you. By my faithfulness. Not the faithfulness of your pastor. Not the faithfulness of your church. By his faithfulness.
He swears with his faithfulness.
Hallelujah. With God, even without swearing. He already does what he has said. But when he begins to say, I swear with my faithfulness that I will be with you, it's only somebody who is great who
will
say to you, I swear with my faithfulness that I will do what I have promised. I have this message for our children as they go to school. I have this message. God, by his faithfulness, he will cover them. He will protect them. After you have prayed right now, you don't need to even remember what you said to God. But remember what he says to you. What does he say to you? He says his word. He says his word. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shelter of the Most High. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my banner.
Amen.
Upon our children, upon our families, there is a refuge. Nothing will come near you. Nothing will terrorize you. Nothing will scare you and give you a fright and make you frightened. Minister, worshippers, minister, give me some sweets, please. We are to pray. Lord God, Jesus, Elaba Cabrotota, Shema Cabrano Felica Palado, Jesus, we acknowledge your name, we acknowledge your power, we acknowledge your glory.
The sweet joyful and the wonderful that I know, Lord, I
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Most High. He will say of the Lord is my refuge. He will say of the Lord is my part. He will say of the Lord, he will say of the Lord, he's my defender, he's my partner, he's my refuge, he's my keeper, he's my keeper, he's my sustainer. Your faithfulness will never disappoint us. Your faithfulness will never take us to shame. What was carrying you, keeping you down. Rise up. Rise up.
I declare it now.
Rise up and walk in the name of Jesus. Walk in His faithfulness. Walk in His power. Walk.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus was saying, I don't deny that you have no one. I don't deny that you have been here 38 years. I don't deny that they have overtaken you. But I'm here to say, rise, take up and walk. 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 I speak to your dream now. I speak to your dream now. I speak to your dream. I speak to your destiny. I say, rise. Take your dream. Take your vision. Take your dream. And walk in the name of Jesus. I have no one. I have no one. I feel it in my spirit.
Yes,
oh Lord, why? I feel it in my spirit. I see it in my spirit. If you are there, come, I want to pray and
pray.
There is the message in your heart. I have no one. I have no one. Please just stand and come here. I want to pray with you. You can't stand in the air. You cannot stand in the air. You cannot stand in the
air.
Having the message. I have no one. I have no one. I want to pray for you. Just walk and come. In the name of Jesus. Man of God. I have no one. lay hands upon them. But can I tell you this truth? Jesus did not rebuke the man. But Jesus was saying, from the page of Noah, there is another page of rising up, of taking up, and holding. To those who are here in the front, have confidence in God. When we touch you with our hands, God will be touching you with His Holy Spirit and with His power. And as we pray, we are crossing the page, can you imagine the enemy come to the man in the page of Noah. As God was saying, the next page, was the duty rising up, taking up.
Yeah.
Jesus. And put your hands together. For what God has done.
Hallelujah.
For what God has done.
Hallelujah.
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 Those who were by the pool. They never saw the man going into the pool. But they saw the man carrying his bed and walking.
Aha.
Do you know what happened? He left some people waiting for the pool to be
steered.
But himself, the pool. Did not need him anymore. They didn't see him jumping into the pool. What does that mean? Your own miracle will come in a very different way and a profound way. This is not the message I heard. The message I heard was about desire to know God. That is the theme I prepared today. But what I'm receiving is go to that scripture. I will speak it as I receive it. I will speak it as I receive it. Jesus comes to the pool. And he says to the man, do you want to be well? Do you want to be well? The pool was there. And the water was there in the pool. But at that time, the pool could not help. The water in the pool could not help. Some things that have always been there and not being able to help you. When Jesus saw him lying there, Jesus knew he had been there for a long time. It's like saying, if I was opening a book, I would say, you have been in the same
page
for a long time. You have been in the same chapter for a long time. And then Jesus said unto him,
what is Jesus?
Do you want to be well?
What do we have
or to be made whole?
What
to and the man said, say, I have no man.
What need of
when the water is troubled? Which means the problem is not the scarcity of water. And the problem is not that there's no one to steer the water. The water is there. And the angel does come to steer the water. But me, I have no to put me into the
pool.
But while I'm still coming, another one overtakes me before me. There was a program on how people get healed.
Oh, yes.
There was nothing you could receive outside the program. What was the distance? Because every time, for 38 years, he tries to move, they overtake him. And the question is, for 38 years, you are trying to get close. Oh, there are people who push you back to where you started. The question was, it was not a false start like in athletics. Hallelujah. You know, in athletics, once there is a false start, they ask you to come back and start again. But when this man was going for the pool, they would overtake him. And the question is, who then would pull you back to where you started? Because 38 years, you should be getting close. You should be getting close. And said, I have known. They always step before me. As we begin the year, my prayer is, by God's grace and His faithfulness, may we close the chapter of no one in your life as a prophet of God. Let the chapter of no one be closed. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Never again confess and say, I have no one. If it seems like God is not near you, trust in His faithfulness. Trust in His faithfulness. And when you trust in His faithfulness, is where you say to God, I may not feel you around, but I trust your faithfulness. Though I may not see you with my eyes, but I will trust your faithfulness. And God cannot break His faithfulness. He will not break His
faith.
Because
He is faithful.
Amen.
Verse 8. You know, in verse 7, the whole chapter, verse 7, is a whole chapter of 38 years. In one chapter. And in verse 8. God says, I'm writing a new chapter. In your life today.
He's writing a new chapter.
That chapter says, rise. Take up thy bed. And walk. In your dream, walk. In your vision, walk again. In your ministry, walk again. In your victory, walk again. For 38 years, he was living a defeated life. Defeated life. And the Bible tells us that the steering of the pool happened once in a day. And it will only be one person.
Come
on with your mathematics.
38
years.
It's
being overtaken.
38
years is how many days?
People
overtaking
me.
But there was one particular day where the faithful one landed. And he said,
what?
Why others need the pool to be healed? While others need the anointing oil of the bishop. When are you need my way?
When I will not leave now.
In your situation. While others are saying, if I can just get the towel of the bishop. What if when you need my word? And my word is complete. To make you rise up. In sin, dizziness. Dizziness. Could not hold him back. Fatigue. Could not hold him back. Rise up. The others said, what's happening? And they said, he will stagger and fall. But Jesus had said, you are rising up.
What is
you are picking up.
We are touching.
You are walking.
We are high.
You are not staggering.
When I walk,
you are walking.
When we are high.
You are not staggering.
Okay.
You are walking. You are walking. You are walking. They thought I would stagger and fall.
You
would stagger and fall. But he went. And from that book of John. Can I tell you this? We never even hear about him being sick again. Or even dying. We don't hear. Hey! So what happened in verse 8? Was enough to cancel a problem of 38
years.
My God, may you do it for him and for her.
Yes, Lord.
Father, if they don't get the words I'm saying, let them receive the miracle. In the name of Jesus. The miracle that comes from the faithful God. Verse 9, the Bible says, and immediately the man was made whole. Not after 1 hour. Not after 5 minutes. I tell you, those I've prayed for here, and those who have received the word with faith, you are delivered immediately. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. He was made whole. And he gained power to lift the bed that had been keeping him down for 48 years. And then he was seen walking. And on that same day, it was a Sabbath. Can you see what people say? When you get to verse 10.
Now, finish verse 10.
The people who were there. The Jews. They said unto the man. Hey. We don't care about the miracle. It's a Sabbath. You were not supposed to be healed today. How many Sabbath days have I laid by the pool for you to accuse me for one Sabbath where I received my miracle? Your prayers, your worship could not deliver me for 38 years. And Jesus came one day. He came in one moment. He came in one instant. And he made me to walk. And you are accusing me of the date instead of celebrating my life. They said you are not allowed to carry the bed. But the bed. But the bed is allowed to carry you. But you are not allowed to carry the bed. You are not allowed to carry the bed. But they did not blame the bed. Baba also bed for keeping me for 38 years. My young soul for lifting the bed one day. Help me, Lord, to speak it as I receive it.
Hallelujah.
The bed kept me for 38 years. The bed kept me for years. And you Jews were there. You Jews were there. And never even once did I hear you speaking to the bed. Let the man go. Or even to give me a break on Sabbath day. Tell the bed to make me arise. Maybe I will then go back again after the Sabbath day. But you allowed the bed to keep me down. Now you are accusing me that I'm carrying the bed. You will not suffer the embarrassment again. In the name of Jesus. What I learned from this is that God does not go by what the law says. It's not like God did not know that it was Sabbath. It's not like God, dear Jesus, did not know that he is not supposed to carry a bed on the Sabbath day. But Jesus decided, I will do it in a day where I will even confuse even those who thought they know me, even those who think they are keeping my law without keeping me. They thought they were keeping the law without keeping Jesus. May Jesus break protocol. Break protocol in assisting you in the name of Jesus. Break protocol. Break protocol. Break protocol. He answered them. And he said to them, he that made me well, the same said to me, take up thy bed and walk.
Wow.
He didn't tell me that I must take it tomorrow. He said to me, right now, take up your bed and walk. You know the date of the year and the days of the year. But this one told me And I heard him. He was saying to them, I'm no longer carrying the bed in my own power. I'm carrying this bed in the power from above. Because I heard the voice. May you hear a voice. Say, take up thy bed. And walk. This walk that he walked was not the same walk. It was not the same walk like the walk that he walked when he was going to the
tomb.
Because this one was a walk that was ordained back from above. This year, I pray in the name of Jesus that you don't only walk on shoes, but walk on the faithfulness of shoes. When you put on your clothes in the morning, when you put on your shoes in the morning, say unto yourself, I'm now arming myself with the faithfulness of God. With the faithfulness of God. With the faithfulness of God. After you have packaged everything concerning your child who is going to school, after you have packaged everything in the suitcase, even over the suitcase, also package the faithfulness of God.
Amen.
On this luggage, I place the faithfulness of God. I place the faithfulness of God. Just like our mothers used to do when they are keeping blankets in a trunk. And the function of the leech was just to stay in the trunk. But when you take out clothes, they'll have the smell. Even in you, as your children will be dressing up, going to class, the clothing will have the fragrance of the faithfulness.
Hallelujah!
Even in their books, I pray the faithfulness of God. The faithfulness of God upon their books. Let the faithfulness of God be upon them.
Hallelujah.
Those who are believing God for a job this year. In your application, you have put your application
letter.
You have blessed your CV. There is another page. Faithfulness of God. With the faithfulness of God, I attach you in my application. In every application, I stand in the voice of God. I attach the page of the faithfulness of God. After they have read your application, that is what you say. After they have read your CV, that is what you have accomplished. Let them see the other
page
of the faithfulness of God.
Hallelujah.
Of the faithfulness of God.
Jesus.
They said it is not allowed. But the man said, I hear what you are saying. But I've heard another voice.
Hallelujah.
Let us stand on our feet. I have heard another voice. That message is for another day.
But
the one for today, it says, after closing the chapter of no one, someone is saying, I have no one. And you have been in the season of no one. You know, sometimes you have no one even when you have got your father and your mother. The man did not say, I don't have a father and a mother. Which means those relations may have been there. But they gave up. In the 38 years. Until the man said. In fact, he stopped saying, I have no mother. Why again? I have no mother.
I don't have a father.
But he said, I have no one. There are circumstances in life. Let us close our eyes. There are circumstances in our life that can make you, even if you have got your mother and your father, find that you have got no one. I have my father, I have my mother, but I have no one. There are circumstances in life where you can have your spouse, but find that you have no one. There are circumstances in life. There are problems in life that do not need your husband or your wife, but they need someone. The man did not say, I don't have a wife. But he said, I have no one. Because what makes a wife to be a wife is just the certificate. But here, the man needed someone to help him. They looked in the calendar. They said it's a Sabbath day. Why should you worry about what day it is when I've suffered for 38 years? Why are you concerned that I'm carrying the bed today when the bed has carried me for 38 years? And you never blamed it even once. But the man who spoke to me, he said to me, take thy bed and walk. Loneliness is not because there are no people around you. Loneliness is not because there are no people around you. There may be people around you. Some are your relatives, but they are not there for you. They are there with you, but they are not there for you. I say to you now, as you are having your eyes closed, the chapter of no one is closed in Jesus' name. If you believe it, say a big amen. Say a loud amen. Say a loud amen. Say a loud amen. Say a loud
amen.
Let the church say.
imagine. And believe. What God has done today in your life. In the name of Jesus. He says, my faithfulness will see you through. And will give you victory. Have confidence in the faithfulness of God. In the faithfulness of God. If we have got children, if we have got children here, who will be going to school this week, I ask them to come. In the name of Jesus. Let them